On the bed? No. Hands behind your back, above your head, gripping your wrists. I don't care. As long as you don't attempt to touch me. Is that understood? I hope so. Because, baby, I hate to break it to you. But tonight's not about you. Tonight's about me. And what I want. And right now, I want your hands immobile. Is that all right? You say yes, you better mean it. Yes. I know it's my turn to ask for what I want, and this is what I want. So, hands above your head. I'll tie them down if you'd like, if that would be better. For you. No. Alright, well. I brought out the riding crop just in case you decide to misbehave. Did you forget we had that? Definitely forgot that was something in our closet. Well, I figured might as well use it. Or at least hint at using it. See what leverage can. Don't look at me like that. Tonight is not about what you want. Tonight, I get to ask for what I want. And after all the fucking drinks you got me to town. You better realize exactly what you're in for. I normally don't have a filter, and I normally don't take what I want. You've been encouraging it, so what I want is you naked. No, I won't be taking any of my clothes off, darling. That'll come later. It's, a precautionary measure, both on my part and to prevent you from you trying to touch or distract me in any way. No. I know what I want. I know what I want to do. And you're far too good at getting me to negate my objectives. So tonight, now those objectives take priority, and what you want takes the back seat. Okay with that. Good. Then, my darling, please take your clothes off. Everything except your boxer briefs. Those are for me to take off. Fuck. I'm kind of watching you strip. You're so fucking sick. Don't come closer. You'll get in trouble if you do that. Back up. That's a good boy. Oh, fuck. You're really. No, stay there. I just saw your cock throb a little bit. Do you like it when you see your girl slink off the bed and kneel in front of you? Just looking at you from below. Rubbing my palm into your groin and feeling just how fucking hard you are. Oh. No touching. Keep your hands away from your briefs and away from me. My one request was that I get to take off your boxer briefs. Thank you. appreciate you sticking to your word. Now stay there, please. Tell how turned on you are. Oh, I love it. I love turning you on. God, that cock. Looking at me like that. Yeah, I'm actually trying to be patient. Yeah, no. I want to appreciate you. I want to drag it out. I like teasing you. And oh God, I really enjoy teasing myself. And this is driving me fucking mad. Just kneeling here in front of you. Oh, fuck. Alright, shut up. No, these need to come off. Right now. No, you're not taking them off. I'm taking them off. And I'm going to attempt to take them off at an absurdly slow pace so that as that hard dick of yours peeks out from the elastic around your waist, I have a chance to lick it and then pull down a little bit more. And then take the head of you in my mouth. And then pull down a little bit more. And just leave it there. As I enjoy tasting the head of you. Tasting the pre-cum that starts to drip. Under my lips. And when that happens, when I feel you start to get really aroused and that pre-cum starts to come out, you know I'm pausing completely, looking up at you as I coat my lips with that pre-cum, tasting it and anticipating what you are going to do as you shoot into my mouth, how you're going to taste. Oh God. You make me such a cock whore, such a slut for you. I'm laughing because it's a weird feeling. Wanting to be someone's cock whore, someone's slut. Wanting to just be naked with someone. It's not exactly something I've ever desired before. Well, there's the first time for everything, I suppose. In the meantime, I'll be thinking about you and what I want to do to you. And after that, I guess I'll let my thoughts drift to what I want you to do to me.